When she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Run it back. The puzzle left me banged up a little bit.
I see.
But I'm encouraged.
Good.
Covering. Let's go. Round three. Run it up.
Three. Now, Tucker, I am from Black Vibe Reality Podcast. So happy to be able to talk to you today.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. This has been an amazing experience.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about it. You're friends with Cody Calafiore, whose first ally, Derek, is credited with creating the Onion Alliance strategy. And it seemed like when you were in the house, you were very much against any formation of Onion strategy that can be a little safer, a little bit slower. Did you know going in that your gameplay is kind of anti your best friend's or your good friend's game? Or that just happened to be the case?
That just happened to be the case. I made a point not to watch his season just because I knew him and didn't want to be influenced by someone that I knew going in there in respect, because then I might take things from their game plan. I really just studied the games, how people got into relationships, and which ones seem to really work, and nobody's strategy, because I knew everyone was going to be different, and I was just going to play and adjust off of the people in there.
Nice. One of the people that you had an allyship, also tension, was Cedric. Now, you accused him. Yes. You accused
him. I know! I didn't. Yes, I said it, and he and I are great. We talked.
Okay.
We talked the night before and hypothesized all of this, and I was just like, dude, I don't care. We went through this. I'm the one doing it. You have safety on every end. Just.
Yes. Did you know it at that moment when he was like, I did warn you, and you were like, no, you didn't?
Oh, no,
I just
found out getting out here. It just went in one ear, out the other, because I was already dismissing.
Right.
He was not confident that morning. I was just like, bro, nah, no way. We got this.
That's really funny, though. Yeah, did you watch the clip?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but everyone's told me. I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm still catching up. Still got a lot of catching up to do.
Got it. All right, Tucker, my next question is, you said repeatedly on live feeds that Leah said regarding race and was spoken to about it. You mentioned her Leo carrying issues, but can you give examples of the other situations?
You were just breaking up really bad. What was the end part of it?
Could you give an example of the other situations that Leah supposedly got in trouble for?
Nah, they were just all hypotheticals. Didn't know 100% if it was or not, but that's not for me to comment on. No, it was a stressful environment, and I was taking things very personally at the beginning, so no comment.
Okay. My next question. If you could return for a competition heavy game like BB Reindeer Games, which house guests would you want to face?
Win ASAP.
Okay.
He keeps saying he got me out when it was just like, dude, I messed up the puzzle and Mackenzie beat me. Those two things, like the puzzle and Mackenzie, those two are what really got me out. You didn't do anything, Quinn. Sorry.
Okay. But if we get another shot with you and Quinn for BB Reindeer Games, it will settle that question.
All the beat. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Tucker. We really appreciate
it. Appreciate your guys' support.